Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Will your city win Battle of the Burbs? You got Elizabeth and Radar. We've pit all the burbs that we can up on our mixed social media stories on Instagram and Facebook.
And we've gotten some of you upset because the messages are already coming in about what's being considered a disagreement or misunderstanding about some of these burbs that are battling in round two. And really? Look, I've accepted what's happened yesterday.
Yes.
Last night at 7 o'clock, I saw it on the Mix Instagram story. I saw it. It's fine.
Greendale's pretty strong, and they defeated Waukesha.
The people have spoken. It's where it's at. We get it. Look, Eva called into the show. She was talking about the band over there at Greendale. She was sending it off to all of her friends to vote. Understand.
Can we still go get coffee in Waukesha?
Yes, we could still do that. But here's what's happening on social media. Now we've moved on to round two.
Yes, we have.
And there's all these different towns that are battling. We have messages coming in about people upset that Bayview has been a part of Battle of the Burbs. People are saying Bayview is not a suburb. And I understand what you're saying. Bayview is Milwaukee. It's nicknamed Bayview. It's a neighborhood of Milwaukee.
It's got its own zip code.
But when you look up what a suburb are these areas that are on the outskirts of a larger city that have larger homes, they have bigger yards.
Oh, come on.
And I mean, look, in short, Bayview, because we have people battling this about Lake Geneva, too. They're saying Lake Geneva is not a suburb.
Is Cudahy a suburb?
Milwaukee. Yes.
Oh, well, then it's right there. Cudahy, South Milwaukee. It's right there next to Bayview. West Dallas, is that a suburb? I mean, we're right
next
to...
Look, it's quieter. It's more residential.
Come on. It counts, people.
I mean...
Whose game is this, by the way?
So some of these people I've messaged back on Instagram.
Good.
And I'm like, come on the show. Let's talk about it.
Let's go. Yeah. Because
if they advance, they're going to keep moving on in the brackets here when it comes to Battle of the Burbs.
You're all chicken. You're like, oh, I'm going to message. I'm going to hide behind my keyboard and say, this is not a burb. Well, why don't you call
and
us
look,
and defend it? Let's go.
And at this point, where I live currently, Waukesha, didn't advance, but I grew up in Bayview. I have a tattoo for Bayview. I love Bayview. So I want Bayview to keep moving on because I want to get back to Bayview.
You're a big Bayview fan.
I really do. I want to go to the coffee shop that's right there on KK and Holt, where my grandparents owned that building. I would love to do that right by Thomas More.
And
let's go back to Bayview.
We don't want to hear that it's not a suburb. Quiet, y'all. Okay? We picked the cities here to put up against each other. If we do this again next year, we'll make sure that... We really...
People are fired up about Bayview
sure
and Lake Geneva on the DMs, man.
We
I don't
find
know.
The proper definition of the burb, the suburb, and only pick those. But for this year, this is what we're doing, folks. All right? So here we go. So we're
out front, should have told you.
That's right. So we've got...
Bayview is taking on Elm Grove
yes
in round two.
And then Franklin takes on Wauwatosa, West Allis against New Berlin. Burlington takes on Hales Corners.
Which, there's a typo in Hales Corners, by the way.
Oh, did I typo that?
You have hail apostrophe S.
Oh, okay. You know what? That's not my fault. That's iPhone. I'm blaming iPhone. That happened in the first round and I caught it. I didn't catch this one.
Burlington or Hales Corners. And then you've got Greenfield versus Cedarburg.
Ew.
Let's see where... Well, and then we've got Muskego versus Lake Geneva. This is the one people are upset about.
The non-burb.
Saying Lake Geneva is not a burb.
You know what? People don't like winners. That's the problem. Lake Geneva won, so they're like, it's in a burb.
Whitefish Bay versus Brookfield. Sussex versus Greendale. Okay, you can vote for this.
Let's go.
On the Instagram story at 99.1 The Mix. That's where the poll's set up. Or if you're on Facebook, go to 99.1 The Mix Facebook page. Go to the story. I had a couple people saying, I'm on your website. I can't find it. No, it's on social media. Because it's easier to put a poll up there than it is to put it on
the website.
Well,
you can see the poll in real time, too. And you can't say, oh, you skewed the numbers. Skew the numbers here. The numbers don't lie on social media. So we get down to the final four tomorrow. And then, just like the college hoops, the championship is Monday. That's when we'll be down to the final two. Where are we going? Let's go.
Where are we going? Because this is what's going to happen. We're going to take a little tour and visit these towns. Now, I'm also taking a look at where the voting is at. Wow. There is a really close race right now between Franklin and Wauwatosa the Mix Instagram story.
Franklin
is up 51%, Tosa 49%.
All right, Franklin and Tosa people, call you. Let's go. Why should people vote for you?
And New Berlin is crushing West Allis right now, 72% to 28%.
For now. Oh, did we get the New Berlin's mayor call here? No. Can somebody get New Berlin's mayor to call? Like, I got the West Allis mayor to call. Come on, if you really want your burb to win, let's go.
Yeah, fight for your burb.
Let's go.
Call or text. We know, you know the number. We want to talk to you, 414-432-1099. Hales Corners is also destroying Burlington, 62% to 38%.
People like the Hales Corners action. All right,
Cedarburg and Greenfield, though. This one's neck and neck.
Hey!
And people don't want to admit if Lake Geneva's a burb. Lake Geneva is beating Muskego right now.
Oh,
so if you've got pride for your town and you want us to come to your city, vote, vote, vote. This is not anything that we're paying you to do. We're just asking you to do this.
Who's going to win?
On the Instagram story at 99.1 The Mix.
Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex is calling for Battle of the Burbs. It's Elizabeth and Radar. And yeah, we said forget the college hoops. This is more fun battling the burbs here in Southeast Wisconsin. Alex, who are you voting for and who should everybody vote for?
Should vote for Muskego, of course.
Okay, why should they vote for Muskego? Because like we just told you, Muskego right now is actually getting rocked by Lake Geneva. Lake Geneva is beating you guys pretty bad.
I know, it's totally unfair, right?
Right. But what's so great about Muskego? We had your mayor on before. We heard about the Eagle Brewing Company.
Eagle Park Brewing, yeah.
That exists. We know you have the lakes. It's right here by the radio station. We think Muskego is great. But you guys are losing to Lake Geneva.
Speaking of the lake, we've got the Muskego Water Bugs.
The water ski.
Ski show team.
Okay, I thought you were actually really calling to tell me about bugs on your lake.
No, that's right.
No. The Muskego Water Bugs. Water ski show team. I'm the vice president of the team, and 2 years ago we won state. We have an awesome jump team, you know.
And okay. how often do you guys perform?
Every Wednesday between Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Okay, have you guys started practice yet?
Practice starts in May.
Wait, so you guys are practicing on the water? You're practicing in a gym or something like that?
So right now we are in a gym. Right on the border of Muskego and New Berlin. But then once we hit the water, first week of May.
Alex, how did you get into water skiing? Like, is this something that you were doing as a kid, or is this something that, like, in like Radar, who loved to do it when he was growing up, can he do it in his 50s? Can he be a water bug?
I started skiing up north when we were camping with my family. And then, you know, I saw a couple shows, and I was like, that seems pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
And it seems terrifying.
Like 15 years ago.
15. Okay, yeah. No, it's not terrifying. It's
What's
a lot of fun.
What's the craziest stunt that you've done on the water?
I actually do a thing called strap doubles where I wear a belt that's connected to the rope. And then I lift a girl and we do all sorts of tricks. You know, like she'll do like a handstand on my shoulders and stuff like that.
Okay, what? You got me beat. I was thinking, oh, I can slalom. I can drop a ski and go slalom. But no, holding somebody up, wow, that's crazy. How do you? So you practice that in the gym?
Yeah, so you can practice like building the pyramids where we stack all the people up in the gym. But then I can also practice doubles in the gym. A lot of the other acts are a little bit harder.
How's your mouth?
You kind of need water for some of the...
Alex, how strong are your abs? You got a six-pack, don't you?
No, not really.
Oh, my God. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
His belly holds a six-pack. That's what he's going to say.
Okay, Alex. Well, this is great stuff to get people to vote for Muskego. And again, if you want to vote for these burbs that are in round two of Battle of the Burbs, go to the Mix Instagram story at 99.1 The Mix or the Facebook story. Alex, we appreciate you campaigning for Muskego.
The water bugs.
We got to come out and see the water bugs one of these days.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Tell everybody to vote. Share it.
Yep, I'll let them know.
All right, Alex. Hey, maybe we'll see you out there in Muskego.
Awesome.